pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome you all here to the Board of Supervisors meeting this November 14th, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I do. Can we move the canvas to next week, please?
What?
We're going to move the canvas to next week.
Okay. Moving on with the department heads, elected officials. Krista Pogomiller, Health Department.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I don't have anything new to report.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. Everything's going well, been busy, but don't really have anything to add.
Okay, Rodney Bleesner, Maintenance.
Where's Rodney?
Rodney Bleesner left. He has left the building. Colin Gerst, Pit.
Good morning. Just wanted to remind everybody, on Thursday, we're going to do a little redirection for the county website to, nothing's going to change on the county website, but on the back end, where it's being hosted, it's going to move to a different data center. So that's going to cause some disruptions during the day. That's going to be the main county website and the elections website. I don't know exactly what time during the day we're going to start it, but I know once we start moving and repointing the A records for the domain, it's going to be up and down probably for at least an hour or two until that gets finished. So. But other than that, nothing to report.
Yes.
Okay. How about Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney?
Busy and preparing myself for the budget hit that I'm going to hear about at 11:30.
Good times will be had by all.
Yeah, I'm guessing no.
There's pizza.
Yeah, I'm guessing really.
Yeah, isn't it Happy Joe's Pizza though?
No, Domino's.
Okay, I like Domino's.
Yay.
That makes it better.
Not the little pizza that takes the, you know, sting off of a bite.
No such thing as bad pizza.
Right.
Thank you for the clarification, Michael. I appreciate that.
I might argue that.
Gina Harden.
Good morning. Just working on training Shannon. I think she's going to be a great fit for the county. She's at training last couple days, then we're headed to Des Moines for meetings and training, and that's all going well.
Good deal with that. Natalie Steffener, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. I attended an electronic service system committee meeting last week in Des Moines. So basically, Iowa Land Records are electronic recordings. So it's a subcommittee that I am on. So we did, speaking of budgets, we did review and have to amend our 2023 budget, which is pretty tight, and the 2024, which is going to be very, very challenging as our recording somewhat happened down. So hopefully, if interest rates and that maybe start to lower, things will get a little bit better then. But we also discussed just policies and procedures and that in the recorder's office, and updating maybe some document standards and that, which would require code change. But spent a lot of time up there last week. Otherwise, business as usual in the recorder's office.
Okay, thank you. Ken Heinemann, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Good morning. We are waiting for the commission, the MHDS commission to review the Mahaska management plan, and that's going to happen on December 6th. And so HHS and the commission have to approve the plan, and then I hope that it goes into effect, you know, first of the year, by January. We will see if they may say you need to change this or that, and then would that hold us up an extra month. But we'll that's the next thing on the agenda for us. Thanks.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Not a whole lot of exciting going on. Our nature center staff's got a bunch of programs kind of put together for fall. I think today we just opened up the sign up for winter camp. We're gonna do some day camps during the winter break for local kids. Otherwise, our guys are trying to get some work done with weather allows.
Jared Lasseter, Land Use.
Morning. I've just been keeping busy as usual last few weeks here. We've got a couple of the minor subdivisions recorded that the board had approved in the last month, so it's good to see those rolling through the system. And so apart from the items on the agenda today, I don't have anything else to report.
Sarah Marie, County Auditor.
Good morning. Busy trying to wrap up election things. We had a write-in winner for Danville, and he turned paperwork in at the last minute yesterday before business closed, so I got to get that stuff all filed and done, so we'll do the canvas next week once I have everything submitted. So just trying to get everything wrapped up, and we'll do our audit for West Burlington Precinct that Secretary of State's office called for on Thursday, and we have our budget meetings today, so busy.
So he did bring it in
yep.
last night.
So Taylor Eisenman.
Okay. Sheriff Kevin Glendenning.
Good morning. We've got a lot going on, but really no major news to brief the board on today. On the correction side, we're at 89 this morning. 17 were out of county, plus one juvenile. Two each waiting for the halfway house and prison. We don't have dates on yet, but that list continues to be moving pretty well for us, so we've been happy with that over the last couple weeks.
And last but not least, Brian.
Rodney's here.
Oh, Rodney's here. Last but not least, Rodney Bleasner.
Good morning. Not too much to report. Talked to the construction workers out there out front this morning on Main Street. Looks like they're going to be going from phase one to phase two either Friday or Monday. So the section that they poured there on the east side of the street will be opened up for the northbound lane traffic. They'll continue to use the same west side lane for the southbound traffic. So it'll be kind of a strip in the middle of Main Street and then half the intersection they'll be working on phase two. So there will be a little bit of some different traffic pattern there at the intersection for people to be aware of. But they're talking either Friday or Monday. They're not sure, so we'll see how it goes. That's all I have this time. Thank you.
Okay. And last but not least, Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. With the mild weather, there's a ton of stuff going on. We have two crews out doing some ditching. Got some culvert work going on. We did close Beaverdale Road this morning. I don't know if that got you. I can't remember. I think it's north of your place. We put out a press release. So I can dig that up before you leave so you know which way to go home. But it'll be closed. Just depends on, there's a fiber line that's in there and you never know for sure how that's gonna go working around fiber lines. So right now it's out for 3 days. We're hoping it's more like two. So that's culvert that's shot. We have another crew. We have a crew that's in, contractor that's in, we have a couple large diameter culverts that they're putting bottoms in with concrete. We were just talking about that too. And that's going on as we speak in the county. And we just wrapped up a patching project on Bridgeport. We had a blow up here this last summer, and we finally are down there. We guys got it saw cut, removed, and we had a contractor come in and pour that back in. So that opened up this morning, and we're moving that crew down to Summer Street. We're gonna do a little bit of saw cutting down there and do some small patching down there and just keep taking advantage of the weather for the time being until it changes and kicks us out. So we did finish ditching on Beaverdale, and we are now moved out to Diamond and 160th. And that honestly shouldn't take all that long out there. And we'll just keep moving along until it decides to change, like I said. So lots of stuff going on. And we're working on bridge projects also, I might mention.
What section of Beaverdale is closed?
It is here, I've got the release. Let me just grab it because I don't have it memorized exactly where that culvert is that they're doing. Pull it up. It's on the gravel road portion. It's not on the paved portion.
Links Road.
Is it north or south of Links? Becky says it's north of Links, and I believe her.
That works for me.
So, right here, it is. It is Beaverdale Road between 150th Street and Links Road. That press release went out.
YNX, Bob.
November 13th.
It's at the Hess place. That's how you know.
Yeah, we're removing that driveway and that house and everything at the Hess location.
It's all because of the Nebraska sign.
Yep. There's got to be retribution for something like that. So, anyway, there. Point being is there's still a lot of activity for approaching Thanksgiving, as scary as that seems to be, that close. So, and I also am on pins and needles for our budget meeting. So.
Into that.
Yep.
All right then. Appreciate the heads up. Gentlemen, do we have any correspondence?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay, that moves us on to discussion and vote. First we have 5A, which is reimbursement claims in the amount of $691.29. Do we get a motion to approve?
Moved.
Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next we have 5B. It's our third public hearing to amend wind ordinance number 62. I get a motion to open a public hearing.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors adopted regulations for the siting of operation and wind energy conversion systems on July 18, 2023. Whereas in order to ensure consistency between ordinance number 62 and the proposed ordinance number 63, regulations for the sited option or operation of solar farm energy systems, it's necessary to amend several specific passages, and then we've gone through these several times. Jared, would you like to answer any of this?
Well, we've gone over it before. A basic gist of it is that we adopted the wind ordinance this summer, and going over the solar ordinance in some subsequent work sessions, there were some additional items identified specifically for the solar ordinance, which to ensure consistency between the two, we need to make some minor modifications to the wind ordinance as well. So a lot of these are specifically for that purpose. There was were a couple of, that I had specifically identified in terms of what is and is not a participating property that I thought would maybe help clarify that going forward. Also, the distinction between the owner, operator, and developer of a wind farm, because those are oftentimes overlapping terms, but sometimes it refers to a specific period in the lifespan of the wind farm. So clearing that language up just makes that there's no room for error or misinterpretation of what that means. So I think they're all pretty straightforward changes, just making sure that they're consistent with one another once the solar ordinance is adopted. So.
Anybody from the audience have any questions, concerns?
Jared.
Michael?
Oh, big thumbs up. I like making them consistent. So people, what developers and owner-operators want is consistency and also know what they need to do, and so spelling that out, and even if it's difficult, if they can see it on paper, they know what they have to do to move the project forward. That's what they want, is really clear instructions.
Anyone else in the audience? Have we received any?
I have not received anything in the auditor's office.
Received anything as well.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Sorry.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey. Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Can I get a motion to approve this third reading?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Say it's our third public hearing to adopt solar ordinance number 63. Move in public hearing.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Whereas the Moyne County Board of Supervisors acknowledges the potential that one or more utility scale solar energy farms may be developed upon private property in Des Moines County. Whereas other counties in Iowa and neighboring states have adopted ordinances to regulate the development of such solar farms, and the board recognizes the need to establish similar regulations for unincorporated Des Moines County. Whereas an ordinance has been prepared for the purpose of establishing a set of minimum standards for the siting, placement, construction, installation, operation, maintenance, and decommissioning of solar farm energy systems in order to protect the public health, safety, and community welfare of the residents of Des Moines County. So that's what we're here for. That's what it's all about. Jared, anything you want to touch on this?
Well, again, this is the second of the two ordinances for the alternative energy large-scale utility farms in the county. So we adopted the wind ordinance back in July. This would essentially be the same type of thing, specifically for the purposes of the commercial utility-scale solar farms. So this wouldn't apply to just individual standalone solar installations. If somebody wants to put one on their house or their farm just for powering that particular property, those could be used to sell some excess energy to the power grid. But again, the purpose there is for serving that individual property, and then this particular ordinance is intended for the purpose of regulating those larger solar farms where there's oftentimes many acres of land involved and multiple landowners, so it's going to have a significant impact on the surrounding area. So similar to a wind farm, we want to regulate things like how far away from existing homes and businesses, as well as the process of installation in terms of using the road network, that those tend to be pretty intensive. Maybe not quite the same as with wind, with the size of the equipment involved, but still impactful. And then of course the decommissioning, in terms of what making sure that there's a plan in place for once that equipment reaches the end of its useful life. So I think we've been back in with the board. We had some very productive discussions on this over the past year as we've fine-tuned these different ordinances. And in the case of solar farm, I think we're at the point where everything is where it needs to be for establishing that. So I think we're in a good place to move forward. So I don't have anything else to add.
Anybody from the audience? Comments, concerns, questions?
Is this the first reading of the new ordinance on the solar, or is this the third as well?
Third.
So both of them the third. Thank you.
We did receive some comments from the utility provider last week, and that's they were generally in favor of how this ordinance had been set up. There was one specific recommendation to reconsider something with the setbacks from road right away. However, given the stage we're at in the process, we feel that that's something that we could certainly, again, we're in the process of amending the, well, it's already been amended earlier in the meeting today, the wind ordinance. So if that's something that, once we've had some time to look that over, if the county is interested in modifying that existing ordinance once it's established, that's always an option. But for the time being, I think we are where we need to be to at least initially adopt that ordinance.
Who's the provider?
It was Alliant. They were at the meeting last week.
Everybody satisfied? Did we receive anything from the other's office?
We did not.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So, because I messed up last week on the time, and
I forgot. Would you give us your full
name? Yes,
week?
I'm Mike Carberry with Bright Future Iowa. I'm the outreach director. I live in Johnson County. Since I missed Justin Foss at last week's meeting, I called him later and congratulated him on being elected to the school board in Linmar, and to see if he had any time for me. And he called me back a few days later. And he said he was, other than what Jared said, on the setbacks from the roads, he said he was very, very happy. And of course, when he's happy, I'm happy. And, so, thank you.
We're glad everybody's happy.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Can I get a motion to approve the third reading?
Move to approve the third reading of the public hearing for the school ordinance number 63.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jared, thanks for sending that update that you sent us last week after reading on that.
If the board is interested in pursuing that in the future, that's always an option. So,
it's an amendment to DCAT mental health wraparound contract. So Sarah, this is an amendment of the DCAT contract, which now includes all 13 counties within the Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa Region. This amendment also includes an updated Medicaid rates for provider reimbursements. So once again, we need Shane to sign for Des Moines County. I have included two printed copies for the amendments and ask that they will be signed and placed in our box. If Ken is in attendance, he could bring them back as well.
Yes, I will. Tammy's going to stop by my office this afternoon, so if you approve this, I'll give them to Patty, and that way, even if I'm still at the budget hearings, Tammy will be able to pick them up this afternoon.
Was there anything you want to add to that as far as information, Ken?
No, I just asked, what this was about. She said she put a note with it, and just like you read, so I think it's just those Medicaid rates and adding the 13 counties sounds about right.
Motion to approve the amendment.
Second.
Move for second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Okay, 5B, we got cool, and we'll be moving on to personnel actions. I have one personnel action, and it's for the conservation department. He is a conservation tech for the conservation department. That is for 8 hours of unpaid leave, effective 11/9/23. We got a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Dan McKenna?
Yes. G, I have reports. One is the clerk's reports for fees collected as of October 2023, and then the other is sheriff's reports of police, fees collected, fleas collected October 2023. These will be on file in the auditor's office. You can view them at your discretion. Minutes for regular meeting on November 8th, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Lastly, is a special meeting minutes for November 13th, 2023. Again, a motion to approve the special minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Okay. Gentlemen, any other business? Future agenda items. Committee reports.
Well, I attended the mental health agency at Southeast Iowa meeting that Ken mentioned, and we're also trying to close out the books of the two separate Southeast Iowa Lincoln is at the Southern Iowa Behavioral Health, the other region, so that the state's involved, so there's several months worth of filings and bookwork, most of which are completed, but not all. That's all I have.
Okay. I have no committee reports, but I did attend a ribbon cutting this week at last week at Fun City Courts. It's a really nice addition to Des Moines County. If you haven't had a chance to check that out, you got to go out and check it out. They've even got pickleball courts. Yeah, you hit pickles against something. But anyways, it was just really nice to see just things happening all around us that just make this community even better. So, James.
I attended the Russ meeting last week, and due to our Russ is going to take on Jefferson County now in the further environmental health department. So, and that's they kind of took a good hint from what Des Moines County did when we did that Christmas, so, and they're looking forward to that. And then I did attend a fair board and a college meeting this morning. And let me tell you one thing about that before we get into what the meeting did. We had a fire call. There was a fire in the building, and that siren he got out there, I'm sure they was going to throw the hospital out too, you know, because
waking the dead.
Fire in the building. It was loud. But on the fair board meeting, the main topic, everything running real good there. In June 25, this might pertain to Angela, the Kennel Club is planning on having a dog show out at college.
Back out of college again, good.
What's that?
Back out of college again.
Yeah.
They've been there for 30 years and changed, so.
Yeah. And so they're getting everything in line for that. They want to use the campground, you know, so it's permitted for the fair board to have a camper come in for that. And so it looks like it's going to be a good thing to get that back. There's going to be 400 plus dogs, several people around.
And there'll be a good 80 to 100 campers.
Yeah.
It'll be a good moneymaker for them.
Yes.
Plus, we like to eat and drink, so do a lot of business around town. The only time I drink is when I'm with my dog show people.
But as far as that goes, everything's fair board's going good and getting along good. That's all I have.
Okay. Now it brings us to public input. We would love to hear from you. Before I start the 2 minutes, I do recognize that we have Della Schmidt and Jeremy Hess with us. Did you guys have any comments?
Yes, sir. We expected to be on the agenda today to talk about partnering for the future. Do you want to cover that under other business, or do you wish to reschedule us?
I think we can cover that.
Go ahead, Barbara. We've got time. This would be a good time.
We got time. Go ahead.
Got a full house.
All right.
We'd love to hear.
All right. I'll get started.
Thank you.
Well, Jeremy.
You bet. Can I use this table? Is that allowed?
Yeah. For you.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm not in the right place.
I have never used that
phrase. First time for everything.
Good morning, supervisors. Jeremy Hess, Director of Economic Development here at the Greater Burlington Partnership, along with my boss, Della Schmidt, President and CEO. So what we want to share with you a little bit today is talking about our next year, our next five-year plan of work. As you may or may not know, we sit down at the end of that campaign each 5 year segment and get with our stakeholders, listen to people, and begin to put a plan together as to what does our community need moving forward for the next 5 years, and what can we help to address. And so, but before I do that, I want to just take a minute and share with you where your investment in the last 5 years and what that turned into for Des Moines County and the Greater Burlington area. So basically in the last Partnering for the Future program, we've delivered a lot of great projects, but one of the things I can share with you is that we had, to date so far, over $109 million in private capital investment that was made in Des Moines County. There was $84 million in non-private or perhaps government-funded things. A lot of that stuff happened out at the ammunition plant, which, as you know, is a great employer in our community. So let me just give you just a few examples of what some of those projects were, and perhaps you'll recall them. So there was a $9 million expansion in equipment upgrades at Shears Foods in our community, so they continue to crank out all those cookies. $21 million of an expansion at Silgan Containers. Now, the building didn't grow, but they added new machinery that's very expensive, so that they're up to making 6 million cans a day, a terrific employer that Des Moines County is lucky to have. We worked with KPI Industries to get a $4 million Manufacturing 4.0 grant so they can automate some of their processes out there and continue to employ people. So a couple of business attraction projects. So there was $27 million invested in the Western Smokehouse Meats building. I don't know if you all made it to the open house there or had a tour. I'd love to take you through it. Just took a very large building that had been making big dirty machines for a long time and turned it into a food grade facility. And it's amazing. So they're up at that's 145 jobs that they have filled out at Western Smokehouse Meats. And those folks live and work in our county and put kids in school and so forth. Not as big, but $2 million in deep root irrigation. They took a vacant building out at the former Raider site, and they are working on their automation. I'm a believer in this company. They are going to make West Burlington their global headquarters, if you will. Most of their product gets shipped to the West Coast or to overseas, but just a very unique company. It's kind of like a Weingart, if you will, starting in the garage and growing. Capital Baking Company, just right down here on Jefferson, they put in $6 million and have 40 jobs while they took that old bakery that was sitting vacant with really old equipment, and they've got it cranking bread and rolls and everything else out of there. Another recent one that you'll probably remember is the vacant building that was it's going to be Toba Foods, which is the former Aldi bakery, Aldi warehouse, if you will, right next to Shears. They expect to spend about $21 million on that facility, and they are going to have 150 jobs. It'll take them about 3 years to get there. So, you know, just we've got the new Great River Medical Imaging Center. We've got to revitalize the old Walmart shopping center that's out there looking pretty ugly for the last, you know, however long, and that's humming along. So we talk about in this last 5 years, we have both the courts now that we saw the other day with pickleball and all that, but also the turf, what we all call the bubble around here, I guess, but the turf facility that brings thousands and thousands of people to our community every year. So these are some of the projects that the partnership, in some way, shape, or form, one division or another, had a hand in bringing those projects together. And so we've got a lot more work to do, but you've made a good investment thus far. And today, what we're here to ask is that the county would continue to make that investment in our organization. There's just, quite simply, there's not another organization that does what we do. We do it with great pride. We love our community. I always remind everybody that there is no entity, there is no cavalry that's going to ride up over the hill and help us or save us from our issues and our challenges that face us. It is business, government, schools, and the partnership working together to address these so that we continue to thrive and so forth. And, you know, I'll just add too that so my job, not primarily, but a large portion of it is these business attraction projects where we try and get a new business to come into our community and create jobs and so forth. And when I tour these folks in our community, I take them all over. It just makes my job so much easier when we coming down this hill right here by the bridge, and well, there's orange cones everywhere, but they recognize orange cones as progress in construction and repair. But then they see the big Viking ship there, where they see five tour buses there. They see what's going on in our downtown, which, by the way, has 21 new businesses in our downtown area, over $51 million in downtown buildings, creating all these new upper-story living apartments and so forth. So it just makes people, when they come, they're like, wow, there's a lot going on in our community, and we don't see that everywhere. So let's get into a little bit of the Della, you can just pop up and elbow me anytime, because I can go on for hours.
You want me to take the next part?
I'll take the next. Well, basically, you have the Partnering for the Future brochure in front of you. And what we want you to be aware of is that we've kind of boiled it down into three main initiatives for the next 5 years. That a lot of there's cross coverage in there, but number one is to grow our workforce. We all know that our workforce issues are a challenge to all of our employers, even here at the county, finding the right people. And so we have hired a new young lady. Her name is Talisha Fedeli. She has been a West Burlington teacher for a number of years, and she is just an incredibly sharp individual who's going to lead our talent attraction and our workforce development programs. She speaks the language of both schools and business, so Sometimes that needs translation because schools sometimes move at a different pace than business. Business gets a million pounds of sausage in one end and they want to make a million pounds of hot dogs out the other end in one day. And sometimes getting a lot of these entities to understand how business works is a challenge. So she is going to be highlighting our efforts there, and it's really in two buckets. So we've got a lot of work to do on both the current workforce. How do we attract people here? How do we upskill our current employees to be ready for the jobs that they're changing into? And then what we call the emerging workforce. How do we get young students, young people who are in our schools, understanding the pathways to great jobs that are right here in Des Moines County, and to, you know, pique their interest and get them on the right path to be able to fill those jobs for the future. Of course, we'll always continue our job growth. We've seen these new businesses come in the food industry, and we've added, you know, 300 plus jobs. But then sometimes we've seen in the past, like a GE or a Siemens, these are global companies that come in and they're just moving pieces around on a chessboard, and they can make some decision somewhere overseas and poof, there goes 200 jobs, as we've seen with some of these companies. So we always have to continue to do the job creation and the business attraction model, and we will robustly do that. One of the things we are pursuing, and one of our goals is to, out there at the former Raider site, is to, there's 36 acres that we control, but there's also another 36 acres that is currently cleaned up and unused, and we foresee a potential for a West Burlington Industrial Park. As you know, our industrial park in Flint Bridge is filling up quite quickly. We've got some projects that are likely to land there already, so we need to be planning for the next 5 years as to 10 years. Where are we gonna have? Because if you don't have a site, then you really don't have anything. And a site is not just a cornfield somewhere. It's got to have utilities. It's got to have infrastructure and so forth and roads. So recognizing that. Moving on to our second initiative is to grow business. Della, I should just stop and let you go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sir.
I'm really poor at pronouns. Who's we?
Greater Burlington
Park. When you say we want to do this.
Greater Burlington Partnership.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, I've got one.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeremy.
That's
okay. On that point, I want to just take a half a step back. I'm a big fan of Dave Ramsey talks about, you know, the debt free scream on his radio shows. When we pull together board members and community stakeholders and our investors to start talking about what do we need to accomplish over the next 5 years to help our Des Moines County area and the communities within it, our approach was to say, of our four divisions under the umbrella of the Greater Burlington Partnership, what is each division going to bring toward each initiative? And so that's why you see in this brochure three distinct buckets of thought: grow population, grow business, grow workforce. But commissioners, as you kind of read through the bullet points contained in there, you'll pick up on, oh, that's the part that the Grow Greater Burlington Economic Development is going to contribute to. Here's where Main Street Downtown Partners is going to contribute. Here's what the Chamber or the Tourism is going to do. The other thing is that these three things hang together. One doesn't happen in isolation of the other. So as we work on growing our workforce and growing our population, we will grow our businesses. As we help our businesses grow, it helps create jobs, which helps us grow our population. So these three initiatives are meant to be interconnected and are meant to succeed together, not in isolation of one another. We do see under the grow business portion, which is where Jeremy left off, great emphasis on continuing to market Des Moines County and the greater Burlington area as the regional center that it is. People come here for their education, people come here for their health care, people come here to shop. And so we plan to continue to invest a lot in advertising and marketing, both on traditional
advertising vehicles as well as social media and the like in order to continue to draw people in. Tourism goes hand in hand in that. We continue to see an increase, a nice trajectory on tourism. One of the things that we are investing in beginning next year is an independent third-party consultant coming in to do a market rate study to determine capacity on our hotel rooms, to determine if there might be an opportunity to grow our offerings in the lodging industry. So we have several folks who are looking forward to seeing the results of that. The other thing that we want to make sure that we're building on, in addition to our local events, is our amenities. We have a lot of trails throughout Des Moines County. I've had the privilege of working closely with Chris Lee, and there is so much opportunity to do more. Better signage, better connectivity, better collaboration between the cities and the county on connecting these trails. Not only does that increase quality of life and make us a better place that people will want to live, but it also assists with tourism. So we kind of get two wins for one there. And that kind of leads me to grow population. Not just Des Moines County, but Iowa has a population problem. I've heard the governor speak about it. I've heard Debbie Durham and Iowa Economic Development Authority speak about it. When we look at the states around us, particularly Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, they have seen population growth that Iowa has not seen. And there are more open jobs, not only here, but throughout the state of Iowa, than there are people who are of the right age and skill set and just bodies to fill those jobs. So we must be intentional about stabilizing and growing our population trend. A huge sticking point for that is housing. You'll see that as our first bullet point under that initiative. We must work together on solving the housing challenge, and we know there's headwinds, right? There's the higher interest rates, there's the cost of materials, there's the workforce shortage, but those headwinds should not prohibit us from putting our shoulder to the issue and working hard at it. So we are going to be forming a five-year housing committee. Last year we did complete, with your support, a housing study, and out of that housing study came some very specific recommendations. So we're going to bring a housing committee together. The chamber board is going to be approving the scope of that housing committee at their December board meeting, and we've asked Mike Norris at Southeast Iowa Region Planning Commission to chair that initiative. So those are some of the things that we're doing there. We're going to be doing a lot around morale and civic pride and community pride. We think our organization is best positioned to lead that, but there is so much happening in this community. As Mr. McCampbell referenced at the court side and the court's grand opening, the community and the county is bedazzled. I love that line. I'm going to be using it for a while. And we need to do more to help our broader community, our residents, our citizens, talk with great pride and enthusiasm about this place that we all call home. And that is infectious, and it starts to get out everywhere, and that will help us grow and stabilize our population. And then we have downtown Burlington, as Jeremy already articulated, significant investment happened there. There's more queued up for the next couple of years. The city of Burlington is wrapping up the Tiger Project down Jefferson. It's kind of in front of you folks right now, but we can see the end, and what we want to make sure is that we're capitalizing on that and capitalizing on the new downtown It's Happening brand, and making sure that our downtown and our Convention and Visitors Bureau continue to work closely together. One of the things I like to say up in our organization when people ask, you know, about our divisions and what we all do, and I sum it up simply with this: it's all economic development. It's all economic development. Tourism, Main Street, our Chamber of Commerce, and what Jeremy does with bringing in those large companies and those large employers and helping our current employers overcome challenges, it's all economic development. So we thank you for your past investment, and we ask you to consider maintaining or potentially even increasing that investment. I know you're going into budget conversations, so that might be a tough ask, but nonetheless. Do you have any questions for Jeremy or I?
Not a question. I just think you guys do a fantastic job. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last little flyer in there, by the way, was, you know, we do have the challenge ahead of us and an opportunity with the ammunition plant expansion. We have already, Della and I meet regularly with not only the base commander, but the other key individuals out there. And then we've already convened our first, what we call summit, where we try and get answers directly from them as to when to expect this and that, and where are you going to stage this and that. And so we want to position ourselves as a community to, number one, take the most advantage of this investment. Not only is it going to be great long term, as we're going to have a great employer there, but all these folks coming in from out of town, these workers, how can we, I always say, make hay while the sun's shining, but at the same time work with law enforcement and others to make sure it's a smooth operation, it goes well. But at the same time, we also want to do what we can to make our community what I call sticky, so that, you know, these are a lot of tradespeople that are coming in with skills. I hope they, and we want to be intentional about it, that they would see our community, see the low cost of living, low traffic, a great place that has all the amenities that they might need, and they would stay. We saw a number of people at the fertilizer plant stay when they came to Southeast Iowa. And so we're going to be intentional about that, but we are going to be convening, you know, we'll have the ammunition plant personnel, and then maybe focus on food service and people with food trucks and this and that and the other thing. Food, how can we take advantage of that? Then we'll have another one on housing. That's going to be a key issue as to where we're going to park all these people while they're here, because it's, you know, it's slated to be a 3 or 4 year project, so we want to put our best foot forward, learn our lessons from what we saw at the fertilizer plant, but also make the most of it while they're here. So I just wanted to throw that in. So thanks. Happy to take any questions. So
it should be noted, we did have an initial meeting recently with the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant, American Ordnance folks, and the Army. And I'm trying to remember, Mr. Broker, were you there?
I was there. The sheriff was there. The county engineer
we had
was
several
there.
Folks in this room. But one of the big takeaways that we got from that is we'll start to see an impact about that project in 2024, probably late summer, early fall. But the real impacts is what everybody's like, when are we going to feel it? When are we going to like know something is happening out there? We're told to expect that more in 2025, 2026, potentially rolling over into 2027. So we've got a year to get ready for the bigger impact that's coming, and that's an important year for us to all work together and get ahead of some things.
Yeah,
right. All right, well, thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks.
We appreciate it. Nice job, sir.
Yes.
Your Honor.
I got one question for you.
Yes, sir.
Bob is antsy. Have you got one of these for him?
Yes, Will. Yep. I don't want you antsy over there.
Thanks, Dan.
He's bouncing around here. I just know that's what he wanted.
Do you happen to have a new laptop?
Yeah.
How many new ones?
Got his laptop sitting on my desk and they're squealing.
So, all right. Thanks again for coming down. That was good information. Now we're going to go into public input. I'm gonna have Jimmy set the clock. But we'd love to hear from you. If you would like to call, you could call us right now at 319-753-8203-4. Again, that is 319-753-8203 extension 4. Or you can email us at board@dmcounty.com. That is board@dmcounty.com. We'd love to hear from you. Jim's going to start the clock at 2 minutes, and we're going to hear you out while we're waiting. Is there anybody else have anything to add?
I wanted to mention, because I forgot it earlier, that we got notified yesterday afternoon by the railroad that they're going to do a bunch of work on crossings in Des Moines County over the next week, roughly starting today, I believe, in Burlington. I know that there was something on the radio, so some folks in Burlington got notified. We sent out, we just took their list, threw it into a press release, and threw it out just to try to give people a heads up that those closings are going to happen. From what it looked like, they're only going to be a day or two, some of them shorter. Not a project of ours, but sometimes the railroad doesn't reach out very well. So since we got notified, we went ahead and threw it out there to let other people know. So
Main Street's closed off right now.
Yeah, I know that they're starting in Burlington, but they're going to work their way on to Danville and past Danville. So on that list, there's crossing numbers. So otherwise, people can call Burlington North and double check. But I wanted to throw that out there because it's not our baby, but sometimes we're the only way that it gets out there. So we just thought we'd put it out there.
Brian, I need to ask you, did you enjoy this last presentation?
It was great.
It was great. Now, I expect your 5-year program to be like that.
I can't match. Yeah, Jeremy has energy for
nope,
days
listen,
and Della
everybody's
is just
paid
Della.
For theirs. There is, you get yours, everybody clears out.
There is no matching these two. No matching.
Not by you. But anyways.
Well, I appreciate watching somebody else try. I certainly am not in their class.
How many people would have stayed here if Ryan would have been doing this? Right.
Nobody. Don't even bother raising your
hand. Not a hand went up.
What's really sad is you guys always make the announcement, you can leave if you want.
Yeah. Well, they're leaving either way.
You say that?
Not
really
vicious.
We just don't want to get beat up from you people. That's why we let you leave.
Some of us
Brian
can't leave by choice.
Yeah, I'll work it on.
Yes,
go ahead. Say, I'm very curious. Have you each had the opportunity to go out and watch the new rail cam that has been, it's up on a YouTube channel, and
yeah.
I mean, you mentioned railroad. There are thousands and thousands of people that are dialing into the new rail cam that's up on the Port of Burlington building. And it's watching all of the railroad and the boats coming through and the bridge changes. It's amazing the traction that we're getting.
Gets close-ups too. I saw you take your nails the other day, Brian. Nice move. Next time he's at Kleenex. Anyways,
is that on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's the Greater Burlington Rail Camp.
With a KL.
I did get on YouTube. Why?
Greater Burlington Rail Camp.
Yeah. You can also
now
link to it from our website.
When we was over in Maui, I got on there. Found out about them cameras they got, you know. So when they had their fire over there, I'd sit at home in the evening until one of them burned up. But I guess it went bad.
Anyways.
We're going to modify it with a speed camera, Sheriff, so just so you know, you can rack up some tickets.
Michael.
Yeah, Mike Carberry, Bright Future, Iowa. I think now that you've passed your solar and wind ordinance, you're not going to see me for a while. So I wanted to thank you, the board and Jared and everybody else for all your hard work. It hasn't been easy, but I've enjoyed coming down. Your meetings are, like I said last week, a little bit entertaining and a little bit funny. But you, I mean, life is serious, but you don't have to be deadly serious about it, right? So I enjoy coming down here. My door is always open. You guys know how to get a hold of me, so does Jared. I'm not sure if you're looking at a battery electric storage ordinance or if that's incorporated into it, but that might be something that a lot of counties are looking at because we all know that the wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun doesn't shine only like half the day or something, I've been told, that sometimes storing that energy for peak times is something that a lot of utilities and developers are looking into. So. Again, thank you for all your hard work. I've enjoyed coming down here, and I look forward to my next visit. Thank you.
Come back and visit us anytime, Michael.
I love that.
You're yep. welcome in Des Moines County anytime.
There's some great restaurants in your downtown area.
You do.
You really, really do. So I do enjoy my visits here.
Anything else? Thomas?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good week.